Hello, Blind Cool Tech. This is Patrick Perdue of P&D Audio Productions, the fake company with a real sound. And today I have something unusual to show you today, which is rather pointless and generally bad, which is pretty much normal for me. A couple of months ago, I decided, because I was very bored on a Friday night, to see what would happen if you put a stereo microphone underwater. I have this rather boring stereo microphone made by Visivox, which is an outfit in Canada. The stereo image on it is very narrow, and the capsules don't really sound all that great, and I never use it for anything. And I've always had this fascination with recording things underwater, which isn't very feasible unless you have a set of high-end hydrophones. But because it was something to do, I decided to just, for the fun of it, try it with this little cheap stereo microphone. Now, because these are Electret condenser microphones, I expected them to short out or something, but apparently they had a bit more resistance than I thought they did. And even after being put underwater, they still work fine after having been dried out, which is rather disappointing. But that's okay. It doesn't really matter in the grand scheme of things anyway. So here's a recording from a couple of months ago of putting a Visivox stereo microphone underwater. I hope you enjoy it. And it's time to do strange things with microphones again. Why? Because I am utterly bored. This is a pretty crappy and fairly cheap Visivox stereo. You could call it a single point condenser, but it's not really. It's just a little round aluminum thingy with the microphone on each side. See, this is the left channel, and this is the right channel. And the stereo separation on this mic is just crap. The capsules actually sound pretty decent, but the stereo separation almost doesn't exist. And because I'm bored, I'm going to put this mic underwater. See what it does. I have a feeling that either one of two things are going to happen with this microphone. Either it's going to short out and die completely, or it's going to sound really interesting. I don't think it's going to completely short out, but it might. And if it does, I don't really care. Because I don't have to. So, let's just go in here. And I put the little mic underwater. Well, first we have to have water to put the mic in. So, of course, we're going to fill up the sink. Got the sink about halfway filled up, and we're just simply going to drop it in and see what happens. Here we go.
Oh, interesting. They still sort of work. Freaky. So, if I go... Oh, God, that's weird. Well, this is obviously no hydrophone, because it loses loads of highs.
The sad thing is... Oh, hello, hello. Hello? Oh, looky, they sound almost the same. Well, no, they've lost a little highs, actually, but... That's really freaky, because underwater, in their very lucid condition, they have a better stereo image than they ever have before, which is really sad. Oh, man. Let's pause this for a minute and see if we can get the water out.
Okay, well, I've got the left microphone pretty much sounding normal. This is the left microphone. However, the right one is still very blah. So, I'm going to pause it again and see if we can fix that. Okay, now I sort of have it dried off, but the problem is, well, it's got this... For some stupid reason, it's got this peak. Well... The reason, obviously, being the pressure of the water, but we don't really care. And the interesting thing is the peak on the individual capsules aren't the same. So if I move the mic around like this, it actually sounds like it has a very much wider thingy than it really does, which is kind of amusing because it really hasn't got a wide image at all. It never has, and it never will. So I'm going to put this up to this thingy right here since there's still a bit of water in the sink. I'm not going to put it in the water, we're just going to put it right here and go... Yeah, clip. You just do that. I just wanted to see what that would do. In a minute we're going to put it in the tube. In this state. Oh, actually I'm going to try to see if I can get it a little bit better before I put it in the tube.
Well, it doesn't really look like I'm going to be able to get it any better than this right here without damaging the cable, which doesn't really matter very much if I do, I suppose. No, we're not going to play with the tub. We're going to play with the tube. See, the image on this thing's crap. It always has been, too. So, yeah. Why don't we just kind of turn down the preamp a good deal and put it in the tube? There we go. The mic preamp's been turned down by a good 9 dB or so. And we're going to just... actually, you know, now that pretty much this mic pretty much sounds normal now for its loosiness. Yes, now that I've got it all nice and dry, I'm going to put it in the tube and get it all nice and wet again. So here we go, ladies and gentlemen, putting it in the tube.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome you to a toilet bowl. The microphone is comfortably sitting right in the middle of it, right in the water. Isn't that cool? Yeah, I thought you might think so. Now we're just going to position the thingy in such a way that we can successfully flush the tube without the thingy going down. It's not going to go down very far anyway, because it's got a really short cable. Although it could go down a pretty fair way because of the way the mic is shaped. It's all cylindrical and stuff. If you can even understand a bloody thing I'm saying, oh well.
Talking right into the microphone now. Oh dear, looky, it's even worse than it was before. Oh well. Wow, okay, I've got to turn the preamp way up to compensate for the loads of water in the microphone, but that, ladies and gentlemen, was the toilet being flushed from inside the toilet using a waterlogged, really crappy stereo microphone.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the right channel, this is the left channel. Please note that the preamp on the R1 is turned up all the way. I think I've damaged these capsules. Oh yes, I think I have. Because now there's no low end and there's almost no output. That's right, I said there's almost no output on either the right channel or the left channel. And obviously there's no low end. I think I broke it. Oh well. I'm gonna give this thing some time to dry out and we'll see if it comes back to any sort of semblance of normalcy. And if it does, then we'll play with it some more. 73s, for now, anyway. Hi, it's a day later, and guess what? These mics are back to working as good as they did before I threw them right in the tube. Isn't that cool? So, I guess that means we have to abuse it some more, or something, I don't know. Not sure what else to do with it right now. It didn't die with the water. I don't want to do anything obvious like burning it, although that would be fun. I know where the matches are. They're quite handy. So I think I'll just go back into the bathroom, just because. So here we go. Let's go back in here yet again, which we have now successfully done. Now just for a change of scenery, we're going to put it in the tub instead of the sink. It's water, so it's not going to make any bit of difference, but I want to see if the acoustical difference in the tub itself makes, I don't know, any sort of difference whatsoever. And considering that these mics, or rather this little mic-y thingy and its respective capsules, still came through rather unscathed, that's just kind of cool. So... see, just a tiny little bit, see? Tiny little bit of water. We're going to put some more in. Actually, before I do that, I think I ought to put this down on the floor, because if I don't, I'm going to get the R1 wet, and I don't want to do that. Sorry.
Let's see. Let's put it right on top of the faucet. Oh, yeah. Right under it.
I'm just teasing this little microphone, man. I'm just getting it all close to the water, but not near it. Not quite. But don't worry.
Hey, there's a sponge in here. Somebody left a sponge in here. That's kind of neat.
It's kind of cool, because I can put this thing, because I don't care about it, I can put it right next to the water and just sort of go... And it doesn't even sound half bad. It's kind of cool. I did get it a little bit wet, actually. That's kind of neat. I can, like, put it right on the water. And because the stereo image is so narrow, because the capsules are so close together, it actually has a pretty cool proximity perspective of stuff like that.
So, see? Looky.
Oops, I dropped it in the water. Let's just drop it the rest of the way.
Oh, no, now it's completely submerged.
Aw, I broke it again. What am I gonna do now? Aw, isn't that sad? You know, I really shouldn't abuse my equipment like this, but it's fun. I like it loads. Oh well, let's pause it again and see if we can get some of the water back out again.
Now back to this condition where the left mic sounds alright, but the right one, well, doesn't. So let's try something interesting here. Let's put the mic so that the right one faces down towards the water and the left one doesn't.
Like this. See, the right one is now completely submerged. The left one isn't. Actually quite boring. Oh well.
Now let's run the right one over running water and leave the left one exposed as much as possible anyway.
Never mind. It hit the left one anyway.
Now, kids, wasn't that pointless? I thought so.